Here's the finished product of what we'll be creating in this tutorial. Publish out, and we're loading and unloading external SWF files into our main flash file and giving it a little hacked in loader animation behind it. Hello everybody. In this Flash CS3 professional tutorial, I'll be working in ActionScript 3, and you can be in Flash CS4 working in ActionScript 3 for this tutorial as well. We're going to teach you how to load and unload multiple external SWF files into your main file using nav buttons. So if I publish out here, now you'll see I have just a blank page type thing with four buttons on it, like nav buttons, navigation buttons, and they're not programmed to do anything yet. So what I'm going to show you how to do is take an SWF file, load it into this blank area here on the page, the body section, and we'll load the first one in by default, so the user doesn't have to press any buttons to see that one by default when they come to the page. Then we'll load the program. We'll add the programming to make these buttons load in a new SWF. But before they do, they'll remove the current one that's there. So say if you're viewing the daemon SWF and he's in the body section, and the user presses Stingray, it's going to remove the daemon using remove child. And it's going to add the Stingray to the display. And so that's what we'll teach you how to do right now. So let's go to Flash here. And here's our file. We have a layer. And on the layer is nothing but just some static text fields. And here's our four buttons. And these are button instances, if you see down here. And they have no instance names yet. Now I'm going to name them in a second. But first, let me show you where our SWF files are living. Okay, and if you notice, this file is called main file. And what we're going to do is look at the structure of our folder. See, there FLA, there's our SWF for main file, the AC run active content, and there's the HTML file. Here we have a folder called SWFs, and that's where all your SWFs should be located. Double click inside of that, and there's all my SWF files, my external SWFs that I want to load in. And so the ones I want to load in on my page are Eyes Closed, Stingray, Daemon, and Strongman. And you can see they all have the right names for that. Stingray's there, Strongman there, Eyes Closed is right there. No, Eyes Closed right there, that's the proper one. And then Daemon is right here. So now that we have those names, we understand what our SWFs are named there. What we'll do is we'll go into our Flash file, and I'm going to name all of these buttons exactly what the SWF is named. And I'm going to I'll show you why in a second, and you'll see why it's easier to do it this way. So that one's Eyes Closed. This one we're going to give an instance name of Stingray. So I'm just highlighting it on stage. Then I'm going down to the Properties panel and typing in an instance name for each button. For the corresponding SWF name, the name of the SWF in our folder here. That's what I'm doing there. So this one was daemon.swf, so I gave it a name of daemon. This one is strongman.swf, so I give this button an instance name of strongman. So this button, all have instance names corresponding to the name of the SWF file that it's going to load into our main flash file here. So that's what we just did. Now that these have instance names, I think we can start our programming. And that's pretty much it for the stage elements. I have four buttons there, my little page, and then an area down here that's blank for where the SWFs will load in. Now, we'll create a new layer, highlight the layer one, and insert layer, and then rename that actions or action script 3.0. And highlight that keyframe and press F9. Now we're in our actions panel. We can code out some things, some elements on our, or we can put the code in to control the elements on our stage here. So we'll press F9, and the first thing we want to do is claim a couple of variables for where we want the SWFs to live on the page, the X coordinates and the Y coordinates. You can see if I click this little movie clip guy here, he has X and Y coordinates, and we want to make sure that our movie clip is living in the correct spot. So we'll start out with a var of x position. So we'll call it expose, and this is a number. And we'll say maybe 110. We'll see how that works out. Give it a value of 110, semicolon. Now the next line is going to be the y position, so you can just copy that whole line, go down one by pressing enter, press control V, paste that other line in, or the original line in. And this one will make 180. And this one we'll call y position. Now these are variables that we can then use in our script down below, and they have these values set in them. Now we'll set up a variable for our SWF movie clip instance. So we'll claim this as a movie clip, and it has the variable has a name of SWF, and we'll be using that below, and I'll show you how and why in a little bit. And let's claim another variable here for our loader object. This is loader equals new loader object. Okay, so parenthesis, close parenthesis, semicolon. Okay, now we're going to load in the default SWF, so we're going to have to claim the variable name for the URL request for that SWF. It's very simple to do. You just go var, give it any name you want. I'm going to name it default SWF colon URL request equals new URL request. URL request. And then we just put in open parenthesis, double quote, close parenthesis, semicolon. And in between the double quotes, we'll type in the folder name, the SWFs folder. Remember, there's a little folder called SWFs with all the little SWFs in it. Slash eyes closed. That's going to be the first one we want in there. And we'll just put this one in static because it's going to be our default. So we say SWFs, remember that folder? SWFs, inside of it, eyes closed, dot SWF. That's pretty much what I claimed there. So this default SWF has a value of what we just placed in for the folder, the directory location, and the file name. Okay, so now the next line is going to be loading the loader object with the default SWF URL. So we'll say loader.load, open parenthesis, close parenthesis, semicolon, and in the parenthesis in between, just put that default SWF there. And so now the loader object has that URL for that SWF file. So now we're going to place it in the correct location. We'll use the x position and y position values here. So we'll say loader.x position equals expose. We'll put that value of 110 there. And now we'll say loader.y position equals y pose. Okay. And now all we have to do is add child to stage or to the flash display panel or the display list. Sorry. All these technical words, I hate them. Okay, so you add child, you add the loader to the display list. And let's just go ahead and section that off, because that's pretty much, that loads in the default SWF. So if I was to publish out now, hopefully I'll see an SWF sitting there. And there he is. That's eyes closed. And you can see none of our buttons are programmed yet, but we accomplished the first task by bringing in an external SWF into the designated place where we want it inside of our main file. Now, let's continue. You can see here in our in the forum at Develop PHP, I've got three threads here where people are asking how to do this. So that tells you why I'm making the tutorial. And when I'm done with it, I'll post in these threads saying, here's the tutorial for you. Okay, so we go back into Flash. And here we have loaded in our default SWF successfully. That's good. So now what we're going to do is create a universal button function so we don't have to code so much. We'll keep the code lean. And we'll put event listeners for all four of these buttons. And we'll use the same function to the reason why we gave them instance names of the actual SWF name is going to come into play here in just a minute when I show you what we're going to do, and you'll be like, ah, that's why he did that. Okay. Okay, now let's create this universal button function. So we'll call it buttons universal function. Just write ourselves a little comment there above it. And we'll type in function. We'll call it button click because it'll be for all the buttons. Open parenthesis, close parenthesis, colon, void, and open the curly bracket or the curly brace. Now here, inside of the button click function, it has to be an event, mouse event. So we'll give it event colon mouse event. Alright, now let's go down a couple of lines and put in the closing curly bracket, curly brace, to close off the function. So now we have a function nest here, and inside the function we'll put the first bit of logic inside this function that we need is to remove this SWF, the default SWF that we loaded in here, and all other SWFs that might be sitting in that spot at that same time. So this line of code will do that effectively. So you say remove child, and we'll just remove the loader. Open parenthesis, type in loader, close parenthesis, type in loader, close parenthesis, and semicolon. Now each time this any button's clicked on stage, we're commanding the loader to be removed off the stage. So no matter what SWF is displaying, it's going to be removed first thing in that function. Now let's type in the rest, or program in the rest of the function to add the new SWFs to that spot. So let's type in var. We're going to do pretty much what we did up here. Add a new URL request. And we'll call this one new SWF request. New SWF request. That way we know what it is really good. New SWF, and we can identify it really easily. It helps if you name all of your variables, you know, intuitive things, just common sense, you know. It helps you to identify what's going on in your code. So here's going to be where we're going to add a little trickiness. We're going to use the event.target.name of the button. That's why I put the instance names to have the direct name of the SWF that I want to load in. So here we're going to type in, let's keep that there, and put in a double quote to close that one off, and a couple of spaces and a double quote to close that one off. Now in the middle we can add by putting in a couple of addition signs there to add event. So let's grab that. We're going to add the event.target, whatever buttons click that means, .name, the name of the button. So that is the tricky part. You notice our button is eyes closed and stingray and demon. They have instance names here of stingray. So what that means is right here it's going to have the word stingray .swf, and that's what you want because that's what it is. Okay, does that make sense? I hope it does, because that's as clear as I can make it. Okay, so each button that gets pressed is going to load its corresponding SWF by using its instance name to get that URL, that SWF, out of the folder and load it up, if that makes any sense. Okay, so now the next thing we want to do is load the loader like we did for the default right here. So let's take that and let's put it right there. And we're going to load this SWF instead, this dynamic one that's going to be set for the buttons. Now the next line, we want to also position it like we did last time, so we'll just take those and put them here. So now it has its correct X and Y positions, and now we just add the loader, add child to the displays. And the loader doesn't have to change because it's already established up here, and we can just swap what's in it by removing the child out of it and adding a new child to it. And this is how we make it dynamic here, using the event.target.name to get all the SWF that we're looking for. So now the last thing, and the only thing we need left, is the button listeners for all four buttons. So let's go one line down outside of that function, and let's type in BTN listeners, and all we need is four of them. So let's say eyes closed is the first button, the instance name on it, dot add event listener, and this is a mouse. Let's just open close parenthesis and put a semicolon, go back into the parenthesis in between and put mouse event dot click, all capitals, and the universal button function, which is named button click. So you can take that and put it there. Now this has it's going to run the button click function every time that eyes close button is pressed. So now we have that. Let's just duplicate that line four times, so three more times, and keep it to where it all has the button click universal function there set for the listener, and just change the names. The next one is Stingray, I think. The button after that is Stingray, Demon, Strongman. Those are the instance names on the buttons. Demon and Strongman. And that pretty much wraps it up. See, that wasn't too hard. And I'll show you guys a little loader trick that I use after we experiment here, see if we got everything working. Okay, there's the default. There's a Stingray. So it unloaded the default and added the Stingray SWF. That one unloaded and it loaded. That one unloaded and loaded. So you can see they all unload and load the ones that they should. And when the button is clicked again, you can add if and else statements to make this programming a lot more powerful. And I'm not going to do everything for you. I just wanted to show you the basics of how to get these things in, loaded and unloaded. And I will show you how to get some insight into progress loading. If you want to know how to load or make a little animated load bar before each, if your SWFs happen to be really bulky and large, if they take a little while to load in, you might want to put in an animation, a load animation, preloader animation type thing. And I'll show you how to do that now. Let's go ahead and close that out. Back into Flash. Okay, so let's say behind, or if each one of those SWFs are bulky and they take a little while to load in, you might have some dial-up users or whatever, you might want to put an animated loader symbol behind them. And I'll show you how to do that really quick. And this is kind of like a cheat and a hack, but it works for me, and you can use my little trick here if you want. And I'll show you some more resources for getting preloader set up for each SWFs after I show you this. So I'm going to import to library. On my desktop I've got a little loader animation. And this is just an animated .gif that I made in Fireworks, animated GIF. And let's go into the library now. Let's bring it out to stage and load animation. There it is. Okay, so you can see it's just a little loader animation. Now I'm gonna put it, and like I said, this is a hack. This is not the correct way to load things, but you're gonna see it works. Actually, you'll see it on the page, and let's see. So you see the loader back there for a split second, right? Before each SWF comes in. So if this was on the web, if those took maybe 20 seconds to load in, that little load animation, since this is on my local machine, of course it's not taking any time to load those in because they're already there and available to be loaded in automatically. But if you had it on the web, they would take time to download the files to the user's system. So you would need a little loader behind those, and that's a nice little trick there, because the SWF comes right in on top and covers that little loader, so you don't have to do much work. It's a really nice simple hack method for putting progress loaders. It's really not going to read the progress, but it'll let even dial-up users know, hey, something's coming into this spot, just hang on. Okay, and now for the official method, if you're a big dork and you want to know how to really listen for the load progress, you go into your flash help file and you type in, see this, monitoring loading progress, and you just click on that first one there. No, you click on the second one that comes up after you press search. Press search, click on the second one, it says monitoring loading progress. Read all this, scroll down, and you'll see where I got all the know-how to load up the SWF. It's right there. And here they have a complete listener set up for when the load object is completely loaded and ready to be displayed. Here's that function. So you use this code in place of my code here, add that event listener, and you add that little function that it tells you to add there, and it, what you can do is add a loader animation just like the one I loaded to the stage there, this one. But now with the code that they give you in the help file, if you use this complete listener function, you can just say loader animation dot visible equals false, and that little loader will disappear. But as you can see, my little method works nice, because my, whoa, that's the wrong file, let's get to the right file here, sorry about that. You can see that my method works nice, because each SWF comes in and it covers that little load animation. Like I said, it's a hack, but it works. And I'm all about whatever works. I don't care about standards, not at all. A lot of people piss and moan about web standards. I could care freaking less. As long as something displays right and all users can see it universally in all browsers, I care about those kind of standards. But as far as, you know, if everybody can see it in every browser and it displays the way you want, it does the job it's supposed to do, you have completed your job successfully. To hell with web standards. But if somebody in some browser has trouble seeing your file, then you have failed. And that's, you know, that's what I mean. Okay, so these kind of hacks are cool, but they're not official.